disappointment. We're working through it. We got to move forward. These things happen in the NFL, and we're very supportive of Randy. It's too premature to talk about it. There's confidentiality issues that go with these things, and we're supportive. We'll continue to be supportive. We think Randy's a good man, and I know he's working to be better as a person, and that's really all we can say about that at this
point. Were y'all counting on him to come back?
That's all we can say about that at this point.
At the deep, or just the numbers defensive end wise, how do you manage and fill the void?
Well, we obviously have been very aware he's been suspended for 4 games, so right. We obviously accounted for that. Now, in terms of, so we move forward in training camp, said earlier, player acquisitions 365 days out of the year. We'll always look to get better if we get into camp and we see opportunities that we can improve our football team, then we'll certainly do that.
Will London McClain be at camp?
That's another one that's a work in progress. We'll leave it at that.
Will it change your draft philosophy, the taking a player with red flags who has first-round talent, but either by injury or red flags?
I don't think so. I think, that's our business. There's risk-reward in our business, and we've had successes. And when you do something like that, you obviously have a chance to hit some bumps and ultimately not be successful. And, we'll continue to evaluate all the decisions that we make in the draft. And we've had some really outstanding drafts and had some drafts where we've taken players who have some risk associated with them and they've gone on to be successful. And then obviously we'll work and support and battle through the ones that certainly hit rough patches in the road, and we'll be supportive of them and certainly try to work with them to get them to where they can first and foremost be successful in life off the field, but ultimately have a successful NFL career.
Does your gut tell you that Leary will be in camp or no?
I hope so. I mean, I certainly don't walk in Ron's shoes. He's got a contract, and he showed up for minicamp and had a great attitude, and we certainly hope he'll be at training camp.
How important is Orlando Scantling to come back and be the player? Best player on defense 2014.
It's huge. He's a leader on this team. He's one of our best football players on this team. He makes big plays. 2 years ago, he was one of our big playmakers. And he's matured. He's worked his tail off to really get back early and do things the right way. He's all about winning. He's all about the team. And he's a huge asset on that side of the ball, and we need him.
He showed a renewed commitment. He's moved and he's been here the whole time. In the past, he's worked in California. He's been here at the facility. That's a different commitment, I guess.
There's no question. I think he's matured. I think he understands that, you only have, when you're a player in this league, you have windows. Mm-hmm. And I know he knows he has a window. And I know he wants us to win a championship. I know he has a lot of confidence in himself, as he should. He's a great football player for us. He makes a lot of plays when he's healthy, and we need him.
Who will start on Puck?
We hadn't finalized that. We'll obviously get the list. There's a few guys that there's a fine line between whether we're going to pup them or not, because we feel like they're going to come back. If you PUP them, then you can't have them out there in walkthroughs and doing some of the things we'd like to have them. So we may not PUP some of the guys, but just because we don't PUP them doesn't mean that they'll be going full bore. With all the contact and everything like that, they may go through the walkthroughs and then we'll sit them. But that's a little bit of a work in progress. We'll be meeting on that again here over the next 2 days to finalize who we want on NFI, who we want on PUP, and then who we're going to manage through the first part of camp until they feel good about where they stand.
Jalen Smith will be like an NFI guy.
He'll be an NFI.
He will be an NFI.
And, we'll work through that with him, and we're eyes wide open there, and we'll move forward.